Mahabandha means literally the great lock. It's a combination of three bandhas or three locks, Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha, and Jalandhara Bandha. The other meaning of Mahabandha is of a particular application of those three locks in Padmasana with breath retention or Kumbhaka. We will think about Mahabandha as the three locks for this discussion. The three locks of interest are Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha, and Jalandhara Bandha. Mula Bandha is at the pelvic floor. Uddiyana Bandha is the lower abdomen up to the navel center. And Jalandhara Bandha is popularly known as the chin lock. So the three bandhas are along the axis of the torso. They create a flow of pranic energy through the core of the body. You'll notice that they are also associated with three intuitively obvious energy centers that are important and acknowledged in many traditions that are working with the energy of the body, medical as well as spiritual, or any tradition in which the body is being used. So the pelvic floor, the lower abdomen, the pelvis, navel center area, and the throat are three obvious centers of energetic importance. And if we think physically about what's happening in those areas, we can see why that would be the case. And we'll look at each of these locks independently to sort of discover their unique qualities and how we might work with them. The intention behind the Mahabandha is to create this energetic channel through the core of the body and to stabilize that. In the yogic tradition, the Hatha Yoga tradition, we would call that the Sushumna, the center nadi, which carries the fire of consciousness, which we are hoping to tap into. And the bandhas are a way of collecting the pranic force, which is designed physiologically, genetically, mentally, to move out into the world. So the nadi system is the way in which our pranic force is dispersed and allows us to collect information about the world and to act on that. And it also runs our internal mechanisms. The internal physiology is run by the energetic configurations and distribution of prana. The locks are a way of using or collecting the normal way in which this pranic force is operating through our senses, and to bring it back to its source, really. You think about a trunk of a tree or a stalk of a plant that is flowering or fruiting. The energy is moving through the root, up through the stalk or the trunk, and out into the branches, the leaves, the flowers, the fruit, and that would be us. But in order to tap into the source of the energy that's nurturing the flowers, the leaves, and so on, we would like to tap into these energetic source. And part of that is our innate desire to understand the innate source, to realize that we are that source itself. So our spiritual practices are about making contact with that underlying source of pranic awareness and wisdom and vitality. The scriptures describe that as collecting the different directions in which prana is dispersing and drawing them into the channel, and the locks are designed to do that. So together, these three locks will create a union of the body and the mind, where prana is usually being dispersed, and draw our conscious awareness to a more subtle realm, much more subtle than the physical realm that we're usually concerned with, or the personal, mental, emotional realm that we tend to rummage around in when we're not engaged in the world outside of us. So it allows us to escape our ordinary conscious awareness, our ordinary story, our ordinary identifications, and to find something more subtle at the core of our being. The Hatha Yoga Deepika, in its third chapter, describes the bandhas and says of it, "The triad of bandhas practice is practiced by the great siddhas." The siddhas are the accomplished masters. And the yogis all agree that these bandhas are the foundation of Hatha Yoga. So let us look at them in a little more detail as individual bandhas first, and then we can see how together they might achieve this purpose of bringing us to an awakened state of consciousness.